The next patient is Rachel Quick. The last name is Q-U-I-C-K. Rachel is the first name, R-A-C-H-E-L. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. During the last visit, we determined that the patient was with a creatinine that was between 2 and 2.4. Currently, in the latest determination that was in February 11 of 2022, there is a creatinine of 1.8, a BUN of 41, and an estimated EFR of 29. In the protein creatinine ratio, is consistent with 2 grams of protein in 24 hours. It was most likely an association between this deterioration of the kidney function and the chronic liver disease. We thought that was related, the liver disease, to alcohol intake, but there was a determination of the viral load for hepatitis C on February 11, 2022, there was 948,000 copies. In other words, she has also active hepatitis C. If there is a relationship between the deterioration of the kidney function and the hepatitis C, is the most likely consideration. The patient doesn't have any symptoms related to cryoglobulinemia, period. Number two, there is evidence of arterial hypertension. This patient has not been sodium restricted, has not been taking the medications, and has been drinking fluids as live, period. She goes to the Florida hospital every other week to have a paracentesis done, period. This is not the adequate behavior in a patient with a liver cirrhosis. We explained that for her to follow a low sodium diet, a low fluid intake, and a low protein and plant-based diet. We are going to implement that. Number three, the patient has hepatitis C, is going to be referred to the infectious disease doctor Laxon for treatment. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N. Follow a number of anemia related to the above. We are going to reevaluate the case in the near future after the evaluation by the infectious disease doctor, and we will monitor the progression of the disease, period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.